predicted first? Was that it? All in chat this morning.
Good job. Instead of shit.
It's trending on Twitter.
We saw the video.
Okay. Okay, about to begin a new sugya on Daf Lamed Hey, and believe it or not, it's actually a bracha sugya. Unlike the last thing we've been talking about for the last month or so about Zeruah and Kachya, now we learn some, a little bit of real brachas. So, we still haven't finished the first major sugya of Daf Lamed Hey with Aleph, which is trying to figure out what the source for Brech Tzenen is in the first place. So, the Gemara at one time thought it was based on Psukim, and then the Gemara backtracked and got sidetracked into Orla and Ravai and all of the above. And we're still trying to figure out, so Tachlis, what possible sources do we have for a bracha Rishona? So we pick it up from Ashkechon. Let's pick it up from, it's about, just about halfway down the page, and I'm going to hand it out. The first one is Nami. Just about halfway down. Afterwards, it says in the side, Dvarim Chabeis, below that, in the Torah. It says, Ashkechon the Achor, the fun of Minayin. So the Gemara says that even if you want to tell me that there's a concept of Birchas Hanenin, but Birchas Hanenin that we know of begins with the Bracha Acharona. Now Bracha Acharona that we're already familiar with, that we already have precedent for, but just because there's a Bracha afterwards, so Lefana B'nai, how do you know you make a Bracha before? So the Gemara says no, that Halo Kasha, the Asi B'Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara says that maybe we can derive the following kavachomer. What would the kavachomer be? Kishu saveyam avarach, shurav kol shechein. So if a person, when they're full, so I can't even say it, but I mean, they don't even need a kosh brach when they send so much, they're full, already ate, and still the Torah says you have to make a brach kavachomer when the person is hungry. So the Gemara is suggesting that maybe kerem, which we learned about last week, maybe that's the source, kadosh yilula, maybe that's the source of brachas. And maybe that brachas are after you finish eating, and maybe a kavachomer beforehand, and maybe we're still in business. Maybe brachas and nani can exist midaraisa. So the Gemara says, Ashichan kerem, shaminin minayin. The Gemara says, just because you have a brachas by grapes, by vine, by wine, doesn't necessarily mean you have it by other cases. And the Gemara goes back and trying to figure out, do we have a source? Do we not have a source? So at one point, finally, the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, let's pick it up from the second of the wide lines, the middle wide lines. The Gemara has another suggestion. Ella, the Gemara says, maybe the source of brachas is the yalifanami shivas haminin. Just as when you eat the shivas haminin, you eat the seven special species that Eretz Yisrael is blessed with, everybody knows you have to make a bracha for that. So just as you have to make a bracha on shivas haminin, so too maybe you have to make a bracha on everything. And then the Gemara is going to question that also. Is that a good source, believe it or not? But let's stop the Gemara in its place at that point and say, wait a second. The Gemara just told us that there's a good source to say at least Shivas Aminim, at least the Chidus Aragafra, at least those foods would require a bracha on the level of Deraisa. What in the world would be the source for a bracha Deraisa on those kinds of foods? Where does it say that in the Chumash? So here it gets a little bit tricky because the pasuk that speaks about benching, the original source of all brachas, is Birchas Hamazon. So there, the psukim do speak about Shivas Aminim. In fact, that's the context of the psukim in Parshas Ekev. The Torah says, Eretz Chita Uso Rav Gevret Rav Eretz Hashem and Vash, and then Eretz V'Achal Tu V'Smat V'Rach Tishem L'Kecha. So here, the Gemara is clearly presenting the possibility that there is a concept of Shivas Aminim requiring a bracha, because after all, the Chalpas of the Rachda is in the same context of those Minim. And maybe that's the Birchas of Peiris, that's the Birchas of Nenim and Deraisa. And then we can begin to discuss whether we can extrapolate from there to others. Now, when all the dust settles, we have to be honest, the Gemara concludes that none of these sources are good. None of these Mekorish really mean anything. And at the end of the day, go back to what we said already 2 months ago, Ela Svaru Asadam Shahadam Olam Azebelah Bracha. That at the end, when push comes to shove, the real mocha for brachas is the svara, not based on the psukim. But now we have to ask ourselves, and really where our sugi begins, what happened to that fleeing havamina of shivas haminim? So it's true that at one stage in the Gemara thought that the bracha of shivas haminim is somehow different from apples and oranges and other kinds of foods. But at the end of the day, the whole brachas fell apart. At the end of the day, the whole birchas hananin fell apart. When we say that the entire sugya birchas hananin, in a sense, self-destructs, Do we say that Hav Aminah goes with it also? And there is nothing unique about Shivas Aminim. Shivas Aminim are no different than any other food. Or do I say no? There is some truth to that distinction about Shivas Aminim. There is something left in that Hav Aminah that becomes relevant for us. And the question is, what could it possibly be? So let's backtrack for a minute and go back to the mindset where we started almost 2 months ago. What a brachas deraisa. What brachas deraisa do we know exists for sure without any question? There's really only one, and that's brachas avnozim. The only thing we know with absolute certainty that exists on the level deraisa is v'chalta v'svat v'rachta shemlekech shalatz d'oshlo v'snach. That's all there is right now. What kinds of foods require brachas avnozim on the level of deraisa? So of course, our initial reaction is lechem. Well, how do we know that? So we should have really brought a chumash for the occasion. The Torah says, Eretz asher lo b'miskenus tochavo lechem, lo sechsar kolbo, Eretz asher b'nei abayis lo tzachem, v'chaltav sotav v'rachta. So right on the heels of describing the bracha of lechem of Eretz Israel, the Torah says, v'chaltav sotav v'rachta. So Chazal figured out from the smichas ha-psukim that v'chaltav sotav v'rachta is referring to lechem. It's not referring to if I eat 1,000 bags of potato chips, I'm not chayav to bench. I eat 100 apples and not have to bench. But if I eat bread, Eretz Shalom Tochabol Lechem, Al Zen Nema Vechal Vesavat Vechta. So that's a given. But now I want to know, wait a second. Maybe just as there's a din deraisa of eating bread, being chayv and bracha acharona, maybe there's a din deraisa of being chayv and bracha acharona on eating what? On eating Shiva Sabidim. Because that's also in the psukim right before. 2-3 psukim before that also speaks about Shiva Sabidim. Aye, but the Gemara here concludes brachas at the Rabbanan? No. Which brachas does the Gemara conclude at the Rabbanan? Bracha lefanel. The svara of asal yalam mahadas v'olzav lebracha, that's the Rabbanan. But bracha charona, v'achalt of svata v'rachda, it's quite possible that is a real diaraisa. So it's unclear from our Gemara which direction to go. At one stage, the Gemara for sure entertained the possibility Shivas Aminim are very, very special, and they require brachas deraisa. At the end of the day, the Gemara rejected the whole bracha deraisa part. Maybe one can argue, we rejected brachas deraisa vis-a-vis bracha lefanel, but bracha lecharea would be deraisa. So now, instead of a guy eating 100 apples, a guy sits down and eats 100 dates, 100 grapes, 100 pomegranates. He's going to eat a lot of pomegranates, be safe from pomegranates, a lot of pomegranates. So yes, the person would be chayav to bench mid the araisa, would be required to recite a bracha chor mid the araisa. So that's one possibility. But maybe the whole thing is not true. Brachas hakol mikol kol ad rabbanon lock, stock, and barrel, with the one exception being the bracha chorona on pas. So this is our question for tonight. This is what we have to try to determine tonight: a bracha chorona on Shivas Aminim. Answer deraisa or answer derabbanon. Our Gemara can't tell either way. So I put it on the Maamar Kamos to Rashi, right? Okay, I sent the Rashi to the Maamar Kamos. You know what these? I don't have it on my phone. Let me grab a Rashi phone. Major Bow Bayom celebration, Lima is 12 tonight. It's a Hebrew birthday. So my friend's having a Bow Bayom. They still put a film,
they
got it.
The day off.
She's making breakfast right now?
Yeah. That was a good one. You had to be there for the drush. I just spoke about this last week. Yeah, good. Not bad.
It's nice, hopefully you have the time.
That's right. Lima is so wanted that she and her newest member of the family would share a birthday, but it was off on one day. It was close. Okay, what are we up to? Okay, we're up to Rashba. People are listening to this, probably don't know what's going on.
we like to wish a mazel tov to.
Okay. Maybe some young man, some teenager is listening to this and may be, relevant someday. We don't want to embarrass believe at this point. Okay. So, you have to think Shidduchim early. Okay. Rabbi said, okay. Let's see if we find this.
It's
Okay, let's take a look at the Rashba. I think it starts with Kal v'chomer in the where it's entered. The Rashba Kal v'chomer. Okay, so Kal v'chomer k'shu sever mevrach k'shu rav l'kol shekein. The law of Kal v'chomer ma'amishu says the Rashba. At the end of the day, this Kal v'chomer is not really true. The ilu kein, because if that would be true, shiva saminim yutunin brach l'frem in a Torah. If you really believe in this Kal v'chomer, then you have to make a bracha rishona on grapes with the raisa. And he brings raisa. That's not true. So goes on to the next line. So v'taima mishum deli achrav havdi araisa lefanav lahavi elamid rabbanon. So the Rashba says because at the end of the day this Kal v'chomer doesn't hold water, and therefore bracha charona yes is the araisa, bracha rishona is not the araisa. What's the Rashba talking about? Rabbi saying the Rashba is talking about what kind of fruit, what kind of food? Shiva sabidim. So the Rashba just got finished telling us that the bracha rishona on Shiva sabidim is not the araisa, but the bracha charona is very much deraisa. So, if you take a look at the Rosh, I think I sent the Rosh to Ram Kom Sinai. But the Rosh also, I told him to bring a Gemara. Right? I don't think I put the Rosh in the Ram Kom Sinai. And I said to bring a Gemara with the Rif, but Nichlal and the Rif is the Rosh. Yeah. So if you take a look, in Perek Vav, the Tezayin. Okay, so Perek Vav Siman Tezayin. The second column in the Rosh, a little bit more than halfway down. The first one's line is Shelo Yochel Pachas Bikashir. V'yeshlis topic, to the end of the line. V'yeshlis topic, abrichas bar nefashos, imtricha shirim lav. If a person takes a little bite from an apple, not the amount of a kezayis, does he have to recite a bracha acharona or not? Does bar nefashos have a shir? Why should we think bar nefashos should or should not have a shir? So comes the Rosh and says, well, we know that benching has a shir, that's for sure. If you don't eat a kezayis, going to something is a kebetz, but you don't eat at least a kezayis, then you don't bench. And says the Rosh, not only do you not bench for less than a kezayis, but you don't recite a bracha of me'ein sholosh for less than a kezayis, that the Gemara says explicitly. If you have a grape and it's less than a kezayis, you don't recite a bracha charona. So comes the Rosh and says, maybe that requirement of a shir only makes sense for benching. Maybe it only makes sense for me'ein sholosh. To do medavka bracha be'ein sholosh, tichsiv yachalta v'savata v'irachtu d'bay shir. When we're dealing with the bracha charona of either bread, which alzen nema v'chalat v'sat v'racha, or when we're dealing with the bracha charona of shivas haminim, which, what did the Rosh say? Alzen nema v'chalat v'sat v'racha, then we can discuss requiring a shir. Whatever you think that shir is, v'chdei achilo, l'mar v'chdei achilo, l'mar v'chdei sviya, whether the shir is a kezayis, a kebetz, that's a different question. Aval b'rin nefashis, l'boi shiura, but maybe the bracha bar nefashos doesn't require a shir altogether. Or maybe no. Maybe when Chazal instituted the bracha bar nefashos, which is only a bracha derabanan, they patterned it after the deraisa, and the deraisa says you require a shir. Tzorchi and the Sufik and Dina says the Rosh. Not sure what the thing is. So let's just analyze what exactly it started with the Rosh was. Everybody agrees that any time the Torah speaks about achila, we have a halacha mashtina called ein achila b'kezayis. So let's say the mashal. The Torah says, You have to eat matzah and Pesach night. How much matzah? Kezayis. You have to eat korban Pesach. How much korban Pesach? Kezayis. The Torah says you have to bench. How much you have to eat in order to bench? Well, you have to at least eat a kezayis. That less than a kezayis is not negotiable. V'chal b'svat v'rach t'ksiv. Comes the Rosh and says, and what about forgetting a benching? What about brach of me'ein sholosh, of an ala michya, of an ala gefen? How much do you have to eat? So says the Rosh, what's not negotiable? You have to eat a minimum of a what? Of a kezayis. Why? Because Bar nefashos, you could pilpul, because bar nefashos, it doesn't say the magic word achila. It's the rabbanon, so maybe chazal will misakin less than a kezayis, maybe the misakin da kezayis, unclear. But when it comes to the deraisa, the gedinim that require an achila, kuleyam lo pligis is the rosh, achila ain achila el kezayis. And the Rosh said it equally true for bread, benching, as well as for Shiva Samidim. So it's clear from the Rosh that he held, like that line in the Rashba, that when all the dust settles, Shiva Samidim is different. That there is a chiyav of a bracha charona on Shiva Samidim, a real bona fide chiyav bracha charona the Araisa, no different than bread. So the Rashba said it at the beginning of the parak. The Rosh is saying it, halacha l'maisa over here. But if you take a look at the Rambam, I don't remember, I put the Rambams on the Rambam Kamos, they did.
Yes.
So if you take a look at the Rambams, we've been called somebody to read the Rambams, I don't have the Rambam in front of me. Call the first person to open up the Rambam. Turn the first line of the Rambam.
Call of Brachos.
Call of Brachos, there you go. Josh, you started off, let's hear it.
Call of Brachos Ha'eluch, Shin Snapik, Lo Bahen, Yimbarach, 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 Yimbarach,
there you go, says the Rambam. Ala brachas, both before and after. If you have a suffix, we spoke about earlier in the year, suffix brachas. The reason why suffix brachas are lahakil, because all brachas, with that one exception of benching, the Rambam talks about separately, all brachas are on the midrambam. It is clear as day that the Rambam included in that phrase of kol habrachas, even bracha ben shalosh. So now we have a major machlekes. Now we have machlekes lamaisa. A guy eats a lot of grapes. He's munching on grapes. He's munching, but he's stuffed to the gills. There's 1,000 grapes, and he can't remember. Did he bench? Did he not bench? Did he make a bracha korona? Did he not make a bracha korona? According to the Rashba and the Rosh, he has to repeat the bracha korona misafik, because as we learned earlier in the year, that any suffik deraisa of brachas goes l'chumra. Remember, we spoke about what happened to bracha matola, so we gave a lot of shtickle tars about that. But push comes to shove, any suffik deraisa of brachas goes l'chumra. So according to the Rosh and the Rashba, you have to repeat the bracha korona. According to the Rambam, the suffik min shalosh is no different than any other suffik brachas. It's all the Rabban, nothing to talk about. So when all the dust settles, we have machlekes and we show him what was salvaged from the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara, at one stage, suggested that Shiva Saminim is different. And it's not clear whether that's the Maskara Sigmar. Rabbi Sai, in order to further appreciate this machlekes and we show him, we now have to open up the sugi really. We're learning a major sugya together that appears Daf Mem Tes on the days, and we get a little bit of clarity on Daf Mem Tes on the days, and we'll be able to go back to understand and appreciate the sugya a little bit more.
But can we assume that Chazal felt that Me'ein Shalosh was clearly the Rabbanan, otherwise it would have been a long
bet? Oh, you're asking a $1 million question. Namely, it is the mere fact that the text is, in a sense, different and shorter, does that absolutely indicate that it's the Rabbanan? So. Okay. So you're assuming something in that question. You're assuming that the text, the rice of benching, is the whole benching in the sense that we know, the three real full brachas. That's far from Pasha. That's going to be part of wrestling.
Right.
Okay?
But if the source is the same from the same
Pasha. Okay. I don't want to ruin the suspense on the Sugi, but you're already beginning to get in the right direction. So let's take a look at that Mem Test of the days. Okay, in the Daf Tes of the days, the Gemara is commenting on a machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. How much does the person have to eat in order to be chayv in benching? So Rabbi Meir says you have to eat a kezias, and Rabbi Yehuda says you have to eat a kebetz. So you have to eat the size of an egg, which is either the ratio of a kezias to a kebetz is either half or a third. So comes the Gemara and says, what's the machlekes depend upon? So let's take a look at the Daf Tes of the days. It's the second of the white lines, right in the middle. Halcha v'kroy plagi. The machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda revolved around psukim. Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir Tarshin of Sukkim, V'yachalta Zoachila. The Torah says, how much do you have to eat in order to be chayv to Uberachta? V'yachalta Ksiv. So we plug in the regular halacha, we're seeing Achila as a kezias, the same way it's a kezias by matzah, by Karan Pesach, etc. So too it's a kezias for benching. And the amount, the volume you have to eat in order to be chayv to bench, Min HaTorah, is Achila. Is Achila namely kezias. What's the phrase that's very misleading? V'savata. But when it comes to benching, the Torah doesn't just say v'yachal. The Torah says v'savata. What is v'savata coming to add? Is that coming to change the quantity of how much you have to eat? So Rabbi Meir says no. V'savata zushtia. V'savata is not even referring to eating. V'savata is referring to drinking. I don't yet want to define what that means. Put it on the back burner for now. So Rabbi Meir tells us the shear to be chayv in benching in the Torah is only a function of v'yachila. The word v'savata has a totally different connotation. not to be confused with the quantity of how much food you have to actually eat. So that's Rabbi Meir's shita, and how much does that translate to be lemaisa? V'echil v'kizayis, the quantity of food, eating the shiur v'achila is kizayis. For Rabbi Yehuda, so what is Rabbi Yehuda's shita? V'echalta v'savata, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the word v'savata is qualifying the word v'echalta. What does that mean? Achila shi'esh basviya. The Torah is telling us it's not enough just to eat to be chayav to bench. You have to do a type of an eating that fills you up. Now, just eating kezayis doesn't fill you up, but eating a kibetza, that's really twice the amount. That's really two-thirds, that's a lot more. That's enough to reach the criteria of a savata and the ezer kibetza, and that's the shear, i.e. the shear of kibetza. So, comes the Gemara and says, the machlekes are named Rabbi Yehuda that appears in our Mishnah. Is a machlekes deraisa, the Gemara's darshli psuchim, so it sounds pretty clear, it's a machlekes level of deraisa. And it's all a question of how to reach Shah Psukim. So when you're laying, you get to V'chalta V'savata, does it mean V'chalta A, V'savata B, but B is not qualifying A, that's Rabbi Meir's way of reading it. Again, we don't know yet what V'savata Zishtiyah means, but B is not qualifying A. What do we learn Shalak Rabbi Yehuda, V'chalta V'savata? B is telling you that, by the way, you thought A was X, let me tell you a secret, you need more than X in order to be Chayav. You need the higher level, Achil V'sheish B'saviyah. Ad kan V'yamach. What in the world did Rabbi Meir mean when he said, V'achalta z'achila v'savata z'shtir? What could he possibly be referring to? The Torah is talking about drinking a cup of water? What's the Torah talking about? So we take a look at the mitzvah. I think I sent the mitzvah on the phone. The Mitzvah tackles what this phrase "v'chalta zu'achil v'savat zu'shtir" is all about. So says the Mitzvah, it's at the bottom of the first column. V'hachak b'kroy pligi remeir sa v'chalta zu'achil v'savat zu'shtir. The ashtir nami chay rachmana baracha. What the word shtir means that independent of eating, I can be mechuyif to bench midda araisa for drinking alone. That's what it means. V'chalta is a mechayev of benching the araisa. And the Savat is a Shti is a Mechayev. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds V'chalta and Savat is the same thing. Achila Sheish B'Sviya. The Meir says V'chalta is A, is Achila. Savat is B, is Shtiya. So it comes, the Ritvon says, you can be Chayev to bench with the rice for drinking alone. For drinking what? The Ritvon continues. Ki Heichi Delo Tema. Don't say, Dafka Anovim Chiev Rachamana Bracha V'lo Ayayin. The Ritvon just said, oh. Gold mine here. What did Ritva just say? He says, don't tell me grapes, yeah, but why not? What is the Ritva assuming in that statement? Don't tell me grapes, yeah, but why not?
Oh,
grapes are Minotaur.
Grapes is for sure Minotaur. How do you know? Because what does it say right before Bechata Savata? Eretz Chitos, Vegefen Atenim Vriman. Eating grapes. Gefen is the vine. Grapes that grow on the vine. So comes to Ritva and analyzes the Gemara through the eyes as follows, saying, that Avada, the starting point, the baseline before you opened up Mentes and Mezim Brachas, is that Avada, the Avada, you have to bench and eat a bunch of grapes. That's not even a Shaila, because Shiva Sabinim. The same way if you eat pomegranates and dates and figs, you also have to bench with the rice. That's not a Shaila. But one could have argued, says the Ritva, that Bamed, the Varma Murim, that I'm a chayef to bench on grapes, that's if I eat grapes themselves. But if I pressed the grapes and turned them into grape juice, turned them into wine, I would have had a havamin. I'm not chayav to bench anymore. Because that's not the gefen amar b'Torah. That's not what the Torah is describing. So I would have made a case to say, grapes, yeah, over wine, no. So, kiyechi delote, but don't say that. And the Ritva goes on to explain why, at first glance, that's a strange havamin. Afagav di ishtim nilam al yusa. Does the Ritva mean like that? Even though it's a very, very difficult half a minute to say grapes, yes, and wine, no. Why? Because even though the wine is different from the grapes, but it's different in what way?
It's more
chashuv. It's better, it's more chashuv. It's a kavachayim. So, madach grapes, the Torah says, which are not so chashuv, you have to make a bracha on kavachayim and wine. So, Tzvot says, no, I still would have had a half a minute like that. What would I have said? Kevan de'einoat gufapri. since it's not the gufa pri itself, it's not the actual fruit, therefore I could have had a very, very compelling havavina. Grapes, yes, bracha. Wine, no bracha. What's the kamash malan? What's the kavanah satayra, according to Rav Meir? What does v'savata mean? Zushtia? That also wine you have to make a bracha chorama. Minatara. So it's not that Rav Meir said to say all drinks, the guy has a milkshake, he has to make a bracha chorama derais. No, that's not true. Anything that would have required a bracha chorama derais, such as grapes, even though you're having it in a liquid form, it's also chayv in bracha chorama. That's the chiddush of the Torah of v'savata zushtia. That's the vote.
So today's day and age, one finds pomegranate juice.
Okay. You open it a possibility. Maybe other drinks also. Maybe. So we have to see as we go on. Maybe.
But that would be a raya that why would make a shahakal on orange juice, because it's clearly saying that there is a degradation of the level of.
Okay, you have to hang on the orange juice also. I had a Talmud once we were learning bracha, so I asked the Talmidim, who makes eights on orange juice? So one kid raised his hand, says, he makes eights on orange juice. I said, who's your Rebbe? So he told me his Rebbe's name and said, did he learn about the Chazanish? He didn't know what I was talking about. So the Chazanish, how to make a bar of eights on orange juice. Well, we got a while to go until we get to the Chazanish. Okay? So again, let's just see if we can appreciate and understand what the Ritva is telling us. So Ritva is trying to say Taich and Rebbe Meir Shita, the Savata Zushtiya. So he says, milkshakes is Zichanat. But wine and grape juice, yes. Even though we already know that grapes get a bracha chorun derais, so why do you need a pasuk to tell me wine? Because I would have made a whole shebul Torah. That's not the gufa pri. So kamash malon that you still recite the bracha of birchas hamazon, in effect, or bracha chorun on love of derais. But now the Ritva just came to the realization that we have a big problem. Because what the Ritva just told us is that the bracha chorun for grapes and for wine and for pomegranates and all these above is required with the raisa, we have a huge problem. What's the huge problem? Your kasha. It should be exactly like bread. Grape juice and wine should be identical to bread and halacha. And just as on bread you recite three brachas, an entire brachas amazon, a whole text of brachas amazon, how come you don't recite the entire brachas amazon on wine as well? So the Ritva is going to walk the tightrope. Umikam makom, Lake of the name of the Ritva continues, we don't want to say, Dilachayev Gimel Brachas Kimabapas. Don't tell me that wine requires a full benching like bread. Dimistoma Lake of the name of Ella de Ahadria the Klala, Kloima the Klau Shivasaminin, She'enan Teunin Ella Bracha Achas Main Gimel. Comes the Ritva and says, no. Just because wine is in the same breath as bread, it's not the same. It's not going to be any more chomer than regular shivas aminim, and regular shivas aminim, which are the arais, and don't require full benching. So the Ritva didn't quite answer the question. So we have to hold off to see what the answer to that part is. But the Ritva just almost knocked out the havavina. The Ritva says, don't tell me a story. Don't tell me that you're going to bench on wine. That's never going to happen, says the Ritva. You're not going to bench on wine. Just as you don't bench on grapes, you're not going to bench on wine either. So Tacha, why don't you bench on grapes? We have no idea. But still, so we didn't answer your question, we just acknowledged that the question appears already in Rishon. It's interesting, there's one day in the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel says, believe it or not, when you drink wine, you have to bench on wine. We don't pass that down. Tosfos has a very, very famous cash, according to Rabbi Gamliel. He says, if you really, truly believe you have to bench on wine, and there are some Tanoim who say that whenever you bench, you have to bench al kosher yayin. So Tosfos asks, you have just created a perpetual motion machine. You'll spend the rest of your life in the middle of your bar mitzvah. So believe me, if she starts now, one cup of grape juice now, she's been on there, yes, and Shana making benching on the grape juice. Because every time you bench, you have to have another cup of wine. So Tosfos says, you got to get off the America around somewhere. Tosfos not sure where to get off. Fine. So back to that story. So again, so we have already a group of Rishonim we're collecting, who are of the opinion that the bracha on Shivas Aminim is deraisa. We saw it in the Rashba in the beginning of the Sugya. We saw it in the Rosh vis-a-vis the Shir. And now we're seeing it in the Ritva vis-a-vis the definition of V'savata Zushtiya. But then, listen to what the Ritva says. Umandam leis tehach the Rosham. What about the Tanoim who don't darshan V'savata Zushtiya? Namely, half the Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, half the Tanoim don't hold that way. So how do they know that the benching on wine, bechorah on wine is deraisa? So says the Ritva, they also hold it. You know what? Yalifla, the cave of the Ishtar in the Mal Yusa, vadeh lo nafik bidei bracha. So he says that the other Tana must have held it's a Pasha the Svara. If grapes are the Araisa, for sure wine is the Araisa. I wine is different, it's changed, but it's changed for the better. Therefore, there's no reason to exempt it from a Bracha Chorona. Then in the next line, he skips to become Makom. Shamina Mehafim. This whole discussion says the Ridva, the Bracha Me'en Gimel the Araisa. The Midi Rabbi Meir Shamina Le'e B'yayin. Fuadim B'shaim in Yeshiva. And comes the Ridva and says, and who cares what is the Araisa? The Rabbanan. Here's the punchline. V'nafkamina L'mishan Estapek Im Barach Aleim Im Lav. She'achai Zomev Harech. Includes the Ridva. If you have a suffix on a bracha chorona on wine, suffix bracha chorona on grapes, on pomegranates, on dates, on figs, on olives, any of the above, you have to make the bracha over again, of course, in direct contrast to who? To the Shita Sarambam. So we have succeeded in finding three different Rishonim who are signing off on this idea that bracha chorona on Shivas Aminim is very much their right. So the Rosh said it enough on hey. The Rosh said it vis-a-vis the Shear, and the Ridva saying it now, Lagavi's whole Shtikl Torah in Besavat Zushtia, with the Nafkamin Ladina in terms of Safi Brachas, Lahachmer in a sense, by Bracha Chronim Shivasim. Rabbi, there's still a piece of the puzzle here that's missing. The Ridva's entire theory is based on one word, the one word is Shtia. Because after all, there's some kind of deraisa playing out. Some kind of deraisa is taking place with the word shtia. And the Ridva is looking around and saying, well, you drink milkshakes, there's no bracha chorona. You drink a can of soda, there's no deraisa. You're drinking orange juice, no deraisa. So what is it? It must be wine. Oh, it must be shivas aminim deraisa. Is there any other way to translate that phrase, the achalt of zachila v'sabat v'shtia, and not be led down the path of the Ridva? Is there any other way to isolate, to analyze Rabbi Meir's statement v'sabat v'shtia and not assume it's talking about wine? It's not even conjuring up any image about shivas aminim. Have any ideas?
Well,
we don't know. The pasuk says v'sabat, and now Rabbi Meir's claiming the taitch of v'sabat is shtia, and the Ridva is guessing. Well, there's only way. One thing it can mean. It can't mean milkshakes. It can't mean orange juice. It can't mean soda. It's got to mean wine.
But the starting point is. From lechem, right?
Well, we know that part of the pasuk is talking about lechem. So the Ritva is learning the chalta zuachila is an independent mechayev for eating bread, and the savata is an independent mechayev for drinking wine. Either one of them kicks in the chayev of bichse mazon deraisa. Is there any other meaning of what the savata zushtia can mean? So Noam started to say it's starved to the shear. What do you mean by that?
If you have enough achila, you together.
So that's really a tough one because generally speaking, different kinds of shiurim, especially foods and liquids, generally don't mix together. In most areas of halacha to create a new shiur. So I'd be weary about that, but I thought you were saying something else.
What about rift to the chila?
Oh, what do you mean by that?
You need a chila and shtia.
Oh, so.
And not one. Oh,
so let's analyze Rabbi Meir for a second. V'yachalta zu achila, v'savata zu shtia. Is Rabbi Meir talking about two different people? Is Rabbi Meir talking about two different meals? Two different sitting downs for events? So clearly, the Ritva learned, yes, the Rabbi Meir is talking about achila as an independent b'chayev, and then Rabbi Meir is talking about part B, shti as an independent b'chayev. The guy who's drinking the wine has nothing to do with the guy who's eating the bread. They're two different cases. But now Steve's saying, wait a second. No, not correct. It's just the same guy. V'yachalta zo achila, v'savat zo shti, namely, if a person only ate but didn't drink, he's not mechuyev b'chayev mazon deraisa. A startling statement. Maybe that's the simple shot. It's almost more simple than the Ritva shot. The Ritva said we're talking about two different halachos, two different guys, two different scenarios. But we're suggesting maybe not. Maybe the chalta zu achilus az l'shtia means the same fellow. If you eat and don't drink, you're not chayev b'chayev mazon alav of deraisa. So that's what the Mordechai says. So the Mordechai mitzvahs brachas quotes such a possibility. That the Sabbat Zushtiyah has nothing to do with wine and nothing to do with grape, nothing to do with Shivas Aminim B'chlal. The Mordechai never heard Shivas Aminim deraisa, never heard such a thing. The Chalta V'Zochir Sabbat Zushtiyah means the same guy has to eat and drink in order to be Chalta.
Can you
deraisa
both?
Wait, okay, hold on. So if I were to ask you, what do you think that would mean? Well, I just presented to you that if a guy, in order to be Chayv deraisa, we just created a new criteria to be Chayv deraisa, you need Achila and Shtiyah. What do you think that means? What do you think the nature that's all about?
You would think that if one would sit down, you would need both.
So just as the simple pshat is, that this is the requirement of deraisa. You got to have your sandwich and your cup of water. And anything short of that is not deraisa. Is that pshat?
That we were on Zoom, but the Mars clarifies right afterwards, right? The Mars says.
No, the Mars just says, Bechalta zuchilus, Vesavata zushtia, Vechilus zuchilus.
Yeah, kazayis. Meaning,
So the kazayis, you ate a kazayis of bread and you drank water, right? That's, that doesn't tell you how much water. You drank water.
Correct. You mentioned that it takes away from nachtu.
The what?
You might think that the shtia takes away from nachtu.
Well, what do you mean?
Because you're changing the tzura of the.
You're eating and drinking, you're drinking together, it's almost like an achila anymore. I mean, it's achila plus, I don't know why I'd say it's achila.
Or it says your achila is the one
that needs to. So, anyways, I just want a description. I want a menu, okay? I need Rabbi Meir's menu according to the Mordechai for Birch Samos with Deraisa. So, the Ritva's menu I saw, there are two choices. It says on the top, you walk to this restaurant, you get a Birch Samos Deraisa. Pick and choose from one of the two columns. Either you take a sandwich or you take a cup of wine. That was the Ritva's menu. The Mordechai's menu is no, you have to have a sandwich and a cup of wine, or not even a cup of wine, a sandwich and a cup of soda, can a sandwich and a cup of water.
Why couldn't it be a syrup of both?
So what do you mean with syrup? You mean?
That I don't have a kazayas of bread.
So that's what Norm was saying before, but that's a very, very tricky thing because it's very hard to be mitzaref liquids to solids to create shirum together. That's going to be a very, very tough one. So I just want to know what is the Mordechai's, what's on the menu?
It sounds like he's saying mashu when it comes to shtia.
So you need both. You need. So
there's no amount of drinking.
Right, don't say good. Food. Okay, so you have to sit down and have food and drink.
And you have to have
food and the food.
So that's the menu. Kazayis of food, drinking any amount equals the bichas amos and deraisa.
A lot of them drinking and not staying
out
thirsty.
Oh, but Phil just gave a whole nother story. You just do a whole nother curveball at us, okay? Phil is now not just discussing what's on the table. You are saying, wait a second. Why do you think the Torah cares about drinking? Why is it so important? L'chor, you drink when you're thirsty. So maybe what B'Savat Zishti is saying is that even though you did an achila and you're all ready to roll, you think you have a B'Savat Zindiraisa, but you're plotting from thirst. So in a case where a person ate, didn't drink, and his not drinking is expressing itself in his physical symptoms of his thirsty, so that can't be Diraisa. There's no way you have to bench Diraisa if you're still thirsty. My nafkamina to what Josh said, what Phil said. Tremendous nafkamina.
Drink a little, but not enough.
If you eat something, you're
not thirsty. I sit down and have a gewaltig meal with my three hot dogs, with my hamburgers, with my, I don't know, blah, blah. And I'm not thirsty. I'm perfectly satiated. I'm a happy camper, ready to roll. I'm a chef to bench the raisa. So if you go down Josh's board, so then the Mordechai just told you, the Pshuta shall sugyan v'das v'meyer, nothing to do with wine, nothing to do with false wine, she was a medium. The Pshuta is that kol zman that I haven't done a ma'isa chila and a ma'isa shtia. I grant you that shtia doesn't, there's no shia, I got that. But kol zman, you haven't done some degree of a ma'isa shtia, you're not chayav deraisa to the bench. According to Phil's part, no. According to Phil, if I'm not thirsty, I'm not thirsty. If I'm thirsty, it's almost like the halacha is not sending the positive, it's sending the negative. Namely, it's not that you positively need shtia to be mechayev you in benching. And a lack of shtia for the person who wants to be shayseh and but plots to be shayseh is a pointer in a sense. He's not quite ready. He hasn't finished the meal yet.
So could that be it's a different way of understanding how Rabbi Meir defines, reads the pasuk? So b'savata, is he redefining the word b'savata, or is he just including it as a possibility?
Right. Why is the defining factor on a chalva?
Why satiation?
Okay. Since that means if you're going to tell me that the savata is almost like the achalta, and the sentence, new paragraph, the savata. So he's saying, oh, you have to have paragraph one, check, and paragraph two, check, and then equals uverachta. Is that pshat or pshat? No. Basically, the mechayev is v'achila, but if there's something lacking in your satiation, is that a word? Okay.
Yeah, it's a
tie. I used it, notice.
Good, just better. Okay, don't talk about it. If there's something, it's a chisorin in your satiation, can't even say it six times. Chisorin in satiation, so that's not called in a sense of full achim, something along those lines, like a lomba, something like
that. But then you could say that the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara only mentions right afterwards, achila kizayis, maybe the Gemara is saying that, okay. Right, that's correct. You need both, but maybe if you didn't have the drink, and you're still good.
So that's the shot. That's exactly. We're not sure. We're still walking this time within the Mordechai.
Meaning, why would the Gemara say the last two words then?
point. No, it's got to take the volume. There's a volume of kazayas. Achila's got to be a kazayas. So less than a kazayas, don't talk about.
Cool. But I'm saying, what? But why specifically, if the case is that you would need, right? Why specifically does it need to mention that Achila's kazayas here, right? We know that Achila's kazayas. We know, right, as we just mentioned before. Right?
No, so no. Well, only because you're a Yehuda, it's almost like Lafugir, you're right. Well, I already know Achilas Kazayas. I already learned the Lachos by Matza. But Rabbi Yehuda is about to tell me a story that the Achila of Birch Samazon is more than that. So maybe that's where Rabbi Meir just said it to make it clear. Maybe, I'm not sure. So again, so I have a lot of things flying around here just to make sense out of this one line of the Gemara. It's Yechalta, it's Achila, it's Savata, it's Ashti. Again, it's all within Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is a different world of Gamre. They're all within the world of Rabbi Meir. Yechalta, Achila, it's Savata, it's Ashti. So we're not sure what Ashti means. Ashti means a totally different kind of a liquid, a beverage of wine, which is a separate in the Mechayah, that's put across. That's part of Shabbos Aminim. Or is the drink here something to do with this meal? But even if it's something to do with this particular meal, and it's not necessarily wine, we're not sure whether it's an additional, an absolute necessity, or the lack thereof in a case where you're thirsty would pose a problem. So the Mordechai happens to side with the second trial. Mordechai himself writes that if you have a person who ate and is still thirsty, guess what? He's not having benching their eyes. So stay in the Mordechai. The next time you come to an end of the meal, better make sure to drink. If you don't drink, if you walk away from the table thirsty, you not have to bench mentor.
Does that assume that the person did not drink at all?
No, he may have drank.
Right, so...
Meaning, it's always the opposite, right?
So now it's different than not.
That's right. Then. That's right. He ate, but if he's cold, man, he's thirsty, it's kilo he didn't drink.
You don't say that by a kilo.
Right.
Meaning he had a kazayas, but he's still hungry.
Right, doesn't matter. Right. So a lot of different possibilities with this world of what this about the shtim.
Is
that
the Lech
Lamaisa? Oh, yeah. Something always bothered me with this Shita. Not so crazy. It happens sometimes. You go to a meal at someone's house. You eat a good gishmak meal, you know, it's full to the gills. They give you nice drinks. At the end of the meal, you're still thirsty. It's a little bit, you're still thirsty, but it's embarrassing, you know. You go ask for another, you know, all the drinks are gone already. So everyone benches together, and then what happens? You go home, and what do you do when you get home?
Drink.
Then you go and drink. What's bothering me? I'm not worried about the Bracha Latala, because Midrabbanan Yechayv, even if you're thirsty. I'll tell you what I'm really worried about.
Yechayv to bench again?
It means your first benching may not have been a deristic of benching.
But at a certain point during the meal, maybe you were still there.
It's something
Bracha Latala. Wait. Again, this is my problem. I think this is not the fairish in the Rishon. This is my concern.
But if at a certain point in the meal you've eaten and you're not thirsty anymore, because you become thirsty again, takes away the chiyuv that you...
Oh, so I may bring it right. It's strange as it sounds. So everyone understand, appreciate this potential dilemma. You have to start walking around with your water bottles to
right, so flask. Once dessert goes too long, there may not be a chiyuv to bench.
You see what Aver means? Too much dessert and too much schmoozing. Everyone's got to come and learn in the afternoon. That's right. I don't know what I'm talking about. I was a guest at Josh's house. It was a delicious meal. Take me to dessert.
How was
the drink? Thursday, yeah. So if I say, the Mordechai has a startling shita, and the Ramah, in response to your question, we paskin like this? I'll share with you what the Ramah says. Ramah says, if you have three guys eating together, and two of them are, Baruch Hashem, they're drinking down the last cup of the 16th cup of water at the meal, and he asks them, are you guys thirsty? Not at all. And there's one guy who's still a little bit thirsty. So you know what the Ramah says? They can all bench. There's no shayla they can all bench. They're all mechuyav to bench, either the Rais or the Rabbanan. And they can bench mezuzah.
They shouldn't lead.
But you won't believe it. The Ramah says, the guy who's still thirsty shouldn't lead the benching. Anuchum, when was the last time you asked your guest? When you asked the guy, I'm a chuvit like to lead the benching, are you still thirsty? The Ramah says, the guy who's still thirsty shouldn't lead the benching. Why? Because he's not mechuyav in benching with the Rais. So what's my kasha? The Ramah, twofold kasha. What's the cash under the Ramah?
You might not have a
mezuzah.
It's only three.
No. With the Rabbanan, you're okay. With the Rabbanan, he can for sure bend. So with the Rabbanan, I'm okay. But I want to know, in the world, dear Raisa, the Ramon just said, the guy was still thirsty, get leave the benching. So I have two caches. I said, what's wrong with leaving the benching? What's the guy's leaving the benching doing?
If it's a guy who's a midra abundance, being
who's being motzi? He's being motzi, everyone else is benching also, right?
No, so.
Isn't everybody else benching?
No.
Nobody else is benching. When was the last time you waited at someone's house and you didn't bench?
The start of the device. Your scholar rested.
The Ramah is a throwback to the days of old. In the olden days, back to the days of Chazal, you know what benching with Zubin looked like? Three guys sat down together. One said to the other two, Rabbi said, Nevarech, what happened? The person who led the benching, he said, Baruch HaTosh. What happened to everybody else?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That was it. They listened. They were Yaitse based on Shemek Oina. That was benching. And that's what the real Zimun is. In the later generations, the Paiskim said, you know what? It's not going to work. You know why? Because if you listen and you don't bench yourself, what's going to happen? Within a second?
Not paying attention.
When you're benching yourself, you're not paying attention. You're listening to somebody else. So therefore, the minute Yisrael came, that rather than relying on the person to be motzi, which you're going to, everybody, each man for themselves, everybody benches for themselves. I was one time at a meal with two other people, and they asked me to lead the benching. I started to lead the benching, and I noticed that one of the other people at the table was looking at me. Amen. Amen. Not saying the words. And I realized that he must have been practicing, following this ancient tradition, what Chazal did, the old way of benching Bim Zubin. And I wasn't sure whether he was Yotze B'chzim. I said, you know why? I don't really have a mind to be might see him. It's a joke, this man is there. It's a late sonus for this man is there. I might see him. I'm only in the benching. I didn't have the heart to tell him. Now, Safi Brachas, the Raisa, the Ramon, is coming in. So from that point on, whenever I leave the benching, I always have a mind, in case of some Meshuggah who wants to be Yotze with my benching, so I might see him also. You also do that. You never know.
It happens sometimes.
But
then you act.
But you should be for anybody who's really thirsty.
So again, so when the Ramah says that now we care who's been mighty, who in benching, that's like in the old days. So what does the Ramah care now? So the answer is he doesn't really care now. As a zeichet, the freedik, the old days. So only the person who's mamash b'chuyu would be able to lead the benching. So the Ramah says, well, in the old days, those who followed the Mordechai, we wouldn't ask the guy still thirsty to lead the benching, so his manas are not going to also. So that's the first kasha we just answered. The second kasha against the Ramah is, so what? Even in the old days, even if Reuben's mamash being mitzi to tzibur in benching, so what is thirsty? So what is that chayim in the rice? Who cares? Who cares? Isn't that obvious? If I'm not chayav the rice, I can't be built to you. What's the answer? We know there's a klal gadol called you have to be a mechuy b'davar to be melti chayim b'dei chavasim. Right? That's davar pashut. When I was in 8th grade, I spent like the whole year learning how to read the Megillah. And I was so excited. And then I learned the halacha that you can only be melti someone in the Megillah if you're chayav in the Megillah. So, my plan was to go to shul and hear the Megillah, and then I was going to go reach my grandmother. And I thought, once I hear the Megillah once, so I can't be motziar, because I'm not chayv in the Megillah. So I remember tears in my eyes. I went to the Rebbe and asked, why? I can't do this. What am I supposed to do? So he said, no, that's supposed to take with God. He said, you're a mechuy b'davar. That principle called that you can't be motzi somebody means if you were never mechuy in this mitzvah, let's say a katan can't read the Megillah for me. Or let's say a woman can't be motzi me in, let's think of something that women are really, really pious from. Really, truly. From shofar. So a woman can't be motzi me to give shofar. But if I'm chayv in shofar, I just blew already. Or I'm chayv in real, I just read already. I'm still called b'chuy b'dav. That's a gemara m'sechas v'shashan adav kaf tes. That's a davar pashut. That's called I'm a chuy b'dav. So comes Tosfos and writes that birchas hamazon, just because I didn't eat right now, or for that matter, I didn't drink right now, am I a mechuy b'davar? What's the answer? Of course I'm a mechuy b'davar. I benched yesterday, I ate last week. Mechuy b'davar means you're a gavra who the mitzvah doesn't speak to. Mechuy b'davar doesn't mean you're a person who right this second doesn't have the chiyuv on your head. So L'chora, the Ramah is very, very difficult. What do you mean that the guy who's thirsty can't be motzi the rest of the tzibur? Even if he didn't eat it all, he can be motzi the rest of the tzibur. So what's the Ramah talking about? So let's pick this up from the Mitzvah next week to get a little bit of a better understanding of what's going on with this discussion of the Ramah, which ultimately comes back to this Vesavata Zushtiyah. But again, this is all because other Rishonim didn't want to go down the route of the Ritva. The Ritva says the Savat is a shtir for us, the Shiva Samin and wine as deraisa. And the Mordechai is guessing that that's not even true. And Shiva Samin is like the Ram is only the Rabbanon. So the Mordechai is offering another alternate Pshad in the Gemara. The Ramos is picking up on that and coming up with a Chiddush HaGabi Chiddush. Hopefully, next week we'll have to try to see what does this magic phase. Much of what we're going to talk about revolves around these three words. The Savat is a shtir. That's going to impact in our Shaila. Is Shiva Samin and deraisa? Shiva Samin and deraisa? Hopefully, next week.